Previously on Heroes.
Peter, I'm your brother. You gave me this hunger, you made me a monster. I can't control it, I'm just like you.
They want to create a world filled with dangerous people. They will destroy everything.
Dad?
Come give your father a hug.
You don't have your powers anymore, Peter. Because I have them now.
You're a monster.
I wish you hadn't said that.
We need your help.
We can be of great assistance to each other.
I'm sure there's no side effects.
I came to you for help.
What have you done to us?
Tracy escaped from Mohinder.
We're not finished here.
Eric makes Sandra shoot Claire.
Pull the trigger. You can't fight him.
That was fun.
Claire resurrects.
Show's over.
What is it?
I'm not sure, but I've definitely seen this car before.
You're going to Africa. Precog. You can see the future. Whatever he paints comes true. My boss can't have someone like that out there.
Somewhere in Africa, in the guide's hut, Hero says to Ando,
No, Ando, I will not do it. I will not go back in time.
You told me a hero must take risks and make sacrifices to save the world.
I say many crazy things.
You need to go to these moments and find out how to defeat these villains.
I cannot. If I go back in time, I will only make matters worse.
You went to the future, you saw the world end. What could be worse than the end of the world?
Evil forces gather. The dark sun rises. Soon it will be too late. Will you choose your own path? Or will you have it chosen for you?
Hero looks at a painting of Mohinder, Tracy, and Nathan.
You've ruined everything.
Don't come any closer.
What the hell happened in here? I'm trying to help Maya, to remove her ability.
So you knock us out? You experiment on us?
Your abilities are synthetic. They may hold the key to creating a cure. If I could have one more sample.
No, it's finished. We're done.
Mohinder pounces, insect-like, across the room. He tears open the cocoon that has encased Maya, then leaps straight up through the skylight. Peter's lying on a gurney, dreaming of Nathan visiting him at home.
Dad's dead. He had heart attacks.
Your father, he was deeply flawed in ways you will never know.
I can't believe he's gone.
Dad's dead.
Dad? You're dead.
Dad's dead. He had heart attacks.
Come give your father a hug.
Suddenly, he sits bolt upright, but finds he's been handcuffed to the gurney. He's at Pinehurst, New Jersey.
Take it easy, Peter. Your body is still in shock.
You took my abilities.
You gave me no choice, son.
Are they gone forever?
Yes.
How am I supposed to believe any of this? You've been dead for over a year, then I find you preaching to some supervillain gang?
I'm sorry that I lied to you and your brother, but I've had to make hard choices for the greater good.
Giving everyone on the planet an ability, that's really your idea of the greater good.
That's not what I want.
That's what happens. I've seen the future, Dad. I've seen the whole neighborhood get nuked.
You can help me. Together we can make sure that the future you saw never happens. Once you understand what I'm doing,
I'm not interested in what you're doing. With or without my powers, I'm gonna find a way to shut you down, and I'm gonna make you pay for everything you've ever done!
Son, until you change that attitude, you're grounded.
Chapter 7, Eris Quod Sum. Sandra and Claire return home.
You okay?
I think so. Is that weird? We just starred in a human puppet show. My dad is working with a serial killer, and I can't feel pain.
Claire, the things you deal with,
the demons you face, I can't imagine.
how you handle them, that you stay strong in the face of it all. That makes me proud. Thanks. What's wrong with the lights?
The lights are flickering. Claire and Sandra step inside.
Let me check the circuit breakers.
Lyle!
Oh my God, what happened?
Are you okay?
Mitch is back.
Claire heads through into the living room.
L? Hey, cheerleader.
The whole of L's body is crackling with electricity. Heroes by Tim Kring.
What the hell are you doing here?
Get out of my house.
Not until I get what I came for.
Elle tries to shock Claire, but she just smiles.
Fine. Then I'll kill you.
Clary, help!
Elle throws Claire onto the floor and zaps her. Suddenly, Elle shrieks in agony when Lyle throws a bucket of water over her and she staggers back as electricity surges over her.
Why are you here?
I'm sorry. I need help. And I didn't know where else to go.
People are heading to and fro from the Pinehurst complex. Mahinda is staring through a glass wall at Maya, who's awaiting treatment. Arthur appears behind him.
I apologize for keeping you waiting, Doctor. I'm Arthur Petrelli.
Everyone thinks you're dead.
That was the idea.
Possibly drive a father to put his children through such grief.
Have you met their mother? How's our patient?
Terrified. She thinks I'm a monster and has no idea where she is. Nor do I, for that matter.
You're among friends.
I promised Maya I would remove her abilities and end her suffering. I will do anything to keep that promise.
All you have to do is watch.
Arthur steps over to Maya and gently touches her. She shirks and stares up at him fearfully. He places both his hands on her shoulders and she begins to convulse. Her eyes now black, a ghostly image appears in front of her face, then drifts off towards Arthur like a cloud. His eyes turn completely black before returning to their natural state. Maya grins broadly with euphoric relief. Mahinda steps into the room, smiling.
Get away from me. Get him out of here.
Later, Mohinder's walking with Arthur down a corridor.
You're telling me all traces of Maya's ability have been removed from her system?
I take it all and leave nothing behind.
Could you do the same to me?
Is that what you want? To be normal again?
Look, I injected myself with an unstable formula. Its side effects are changing me into something else, something I don't understand. I need to find a way to reverse the changes and retain my abilities.
They step into a laboratory where a man in a white coat is standing in front of a television screen displaying the formula.
This isn't my formula. The cytologies are similar, but these protein links are enmeshed. Has it been successful?
We've taken it as far as we can. That's why we need you. If you can make our version of the formula successful, a fresh injection might be exactly what you need.
I've been down this road before. There is always a hidden agenda, a self-serving motivation behind it all.
If you don't want to be here, leave.
Mohinder stares at the formula.
I'll need test subjects.
Angela Petrelli, Primatech, New York. Angela's unconscious, wired up to various pieces of monitoring equipment. Images flash through her mind of level 5 and Scylla hooked up to the drip. She appears in his cell.
Gabriel.
Mama, how are you here? You're sick.
Peter needs your help.
Peter doesn't want anything to do with me. He thinks I'm just a killer.
This isn't about what he wants. This is about what I'm telling you to do. Now stop feeling sorry for yourself and get out of this cell.
This is where I belong. In a cage. I couldn't escape even if I wanted to. They're blocking my abilities.
Then how do you explain my being here? Oh, Gabriel. You don't know the half of what you're capable of. Show them. Show them all why you're my favorite. Make Mommy proud.
Suddenly, Scylla wakes from his coma, yanks the tube from his nose, and uses his powers to rip open the cell door. Soon, he's at Angela's bedside and kisses her on the forehead.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll save Peter.
Claire to Elle.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, fine. I'm leaving.
Elle stands, but then starts to convulse as electricity dances across her body. She sinks back into her chair.
Is there something wrong with you?
I can't control it anymore. I keep overloading and I can't eat. I can't sleep. This girl found me, said I should go to this company, Pinehurst, that they knew what was wrong with me and how to get me better, but I'd never heard of it. I didn't want to go there without knowing what the deal was, and your dad always seemed to be the one with the answers, so home invasion time.
What if there's something wrong with all of us and they can fix it?
You're fine. You're perfect.
No, I'm not. Whatever's happening to you, it's happening to me too.
You're still healing, aren't you?
Yeah. But I can't feel pain. And I think it's only a matter of time before I can't feel anything at all.
You can't feel pain. I wish I had your problems, cheerleader. My body is screaming. I'm in agony.
Go with me. If there is a chance that these people at Pinehurst can help us, we'll go together.
All right, Dorothy. And we're off to see the wizard.
Daphne arrives at Arthur's office.
Daphne. You have a mess to clean up.
I do.
You were supposed to recruit my son, Matt Parkman?
Yeah, I gave him the pitch, but he wasn't buying. I mean, the guy is a mind reader.
Were you thinking something which would discourage him from joining us?
That's not what I meant.
She's lying.
I am not.
Then why are you so scared?
How can I fix this?
Revisit Mr. Parkman.
But I don't think he's gonna take the deal.
You're not going there to offer him anything. You're going there to kill him.
What?
I just asked her to kill your son, Maury. Is that a problem?
You're damn right. My loyalty for his safety, that was the arrangement.
Wait, I'm a thief. I steal things. There's no way I could kill anybody.
I'm not gonna let you do this, Arthur.
You're not in a position to give me orders.
I'm Matt's father. Without me, you'd still be lying in the...
With a swipe of his hand, Arthur kills Maury.
Thank you, Maury, for all your sacrifice.
Please. There has to be another way.
At the Bennetts.
But you don't know anything about this place.
Look, Belle needs help, and so do I. This Pinehurst place could be our best shot.
Pinehurst sounds like a dishwashing liquid. I gotta call your dad.
Mom? Please don't.
Claire, he loves you.
I know. But there's something inside of me, and it's broken. And he can't fix it. I think I'm the only one who can. Do you understand that?
Do you really think you can trust Elle?
No. But we both want the same thing. We need our abilities under control.
If she gives you any lip, you just toss a glass of water on her. Lyle style.
This is Dr. Mohinder Suresh. I'm not available. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
Mohinder, Matt. Where the hell you been, man? I just got back from the craziest week of my life. Do me a favor. Give me a call as soon as possible, okay?
Put down the phone.
Daphne, what are you doing?
I think that I told you not to come to Pinehurst, that I warned you away. They don't believe I'm one of them.
Well, you're not.
Shut up. If I don't kill you, they'll kill me.
Shoot.
What?
Shoot me. Go ahead. If it's the only way that I can save your life, do it.
You think you know me, that I'm worth saving, but I've done some bad things.
Yeah, you make up for all that in the future.
I don't have a future unless I kill you, so turn around. Do it.
Matt turns around.
We get married. We start a family together.
Stop it.
We're gonna love each other.
Daphne drops the gun.
So fast, there was nothing I could do.
He focuses his power on her mind.
My dad.
Flanked by two bodyguards, Arthur heads for the room where Peter is being kept. He opens the door and finds Peter has escaped the handcuffs. Peter races forward and tries to hit Arthur with a metal rail of the gurney, but Arthur throws it back with his telekinesis.
So, I guess you're not gonna help.
Don't do this, Dad. Please, you're gonna destroy the world.
I don't see it that way.
You think you're better than everyone else? That you have the right to do whatever you want, hurt anyone that gets in your way?
I am better, Peter. It's not a belief, it's a fact. And one way or another, you will help me get this done.
The bodyguards manhandle Peter away. Later, he's being wheeled on a stretcher to the lab, where Mohinder's waiting.
Suresh.
Hello, Peter.
So you're helping my father?
I prefer to think he's helping me.
And what is that?
Your metabolism is primed to accept abilities, which makes you the ideal test case for a new version of a formula I need to perfect.
Wait. When I saw you in the future, you said the manipulating abilities was wrong, that this was all a mistake.
Did I?
You were trying to help me, Mohinder.
Peter, tell me something. In this future of yours, what do I look like?
There was something wrong with you. You changed. You look like a monster.
Then you're too late.
Suresh.
The hypodermic flies from Mohinder's hand.
Hello, Mohinder.
Syla uses his powers to throw Mohinder and the lab worker across the room.
Can you hear me?
That's what brothers do, Peter. They look out for each other.
Even after I locked you up.
Let's get out of here.
Mohinder bashes Syla's head against the floor.
Stop! Leave alone! He deserves to die!
Arthur tries to shoot Peter with bolts of electricity, but he dodges them and sprints off down the corridor.
You're not killing my father! Enough! Enough! Do you know who this man is? Do you have any idea how many innocent people he's killed?
I do, but he's also my son. And I've been waiting for him for a long time.
Nathan and Tracy are still in Gabriel's loft.
It's been hours. Who'd you talk to over there?
Some guy from the company.
You can keep a secret, right?
I hope so.
Do you think they're alive?
Do you think they're human?
What if they can't breathe?
Tracy.
We need to help them.
Be careful.
Tracy pulls at the sticky cocoon.
It's too...
The cocooned man grabs Tracy. Suddenly, Mr. Bennett appears and zaps the man with a stun gun. Tracy's released.
I told you not to touch anything.
You. Meredith?
Nathan. Well, I see you've still got a weakness for blondes.
Claire and Elle are sitting next to one another on an airplane. Elle judders as electricity passes through her hand.
Everything all right? I'm what some people would refer to as an anxious flyer.
Big, tough company agent can't handle being 30,000 feet up?
Yeah, well, I was never a very good agent.
So I read you let all those villains escape level 5, right?
Shut up.
Yeah, I caught Doyle. I helped clean up your mess.
Doyle?
Yeah, the freak with the puppets.
This agent thing isn't so hard. You know, my father pushed me into this life. I wanted no part of it, and if you do, you're an idiot.
Elle.
You have no idea how good you have it.
Electricity passes from Elle into the fuselage.
Captain speaking. We'd like to remind our passengers to turn off all electrical equipment. Thank you.
I think he's talking about you.
Shut up. Seriously, calm down. You have to turn it off or we're going to crash.
If I knew how to do that, I wouldn't be here in the first place.
Elle's powers surge. The plane is plunged into darkness and a drinks cart freewheels down the aisle.
Take my hand! Let me help you dump your electricity into me. Do it!
They take hands, and the current passes into Claire. Eventually, Elle starts to regain control over her powers.
Oh, I got you.
Elle regains her breath. They pull away from one another. Claire watches as the electrical burns on her hand miraculously heal. At Matt's...
My dad and I weren't even close. To think that he would ever put himself in danger to protect me.
Well, he didn't do it so you could sit around here and wait to get killed.
What do you mean?
Pinehurst. They'll be sending someone after me. To make sure you're dead.
Let him come.
Oh, yeah, great. You're gonna use your brain mojo thingy? Perfect.
If you need to go, I understand.
But I can't...
Knox is approaching the door.
I want to help you. I'm just scared.
So am I. But we can't let our fear stop us from doing what's right.
He bursts into the room.